You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Cynthia, welcome to the Hall of Fame. Welcome to Springfield. How's the week been for you?
You know, the week has been very special. It's been emotional at times, fun at times, hilarious at times, as we hear the 1992 team go at it with the 1960 Dream Team and who was the best and who scored the most. And that's been very fun. It's been emotional at times because I know my mom isn't here and my family's here. And so as I reflect and reminisce on a different and on my career, it's been good. It's been emotional at times.
Tonight, I'm sure it's going to be tough not having your mother there at the induction ceremony.
It'll be tough not having my mom there because she deserves to be here because she raised 8 kids by herself. She persevered through the tough times and allowed me to not start from zero, but to start at a point where I could have a level of success. And so, yes, it will be tough not to have my mom here, but I believe that she's in heaven just as proud as can be. And her and Kay Yao and Kim Parrott are huddled around the flat screen in the sky, watching us in HD, watching their little girl in HD be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I think that you're absolutely right about that. Now, when we talked back in April, everything was just setting in, and now you've had a chance to come here and tour the place. Now, of course, when I talked to Van yesterday, and Van, of course, went, well, I don't belong here with anybody. How overwhelming is it to see all of the plaques of everybody in your picture alongside some of the greats of the game?
It's becoming a reality for me now now that I'm here, now that I see my picture there up among the crowd with everyone else. So it's becoming a reality. It's a special moment. It's just special.
And do you think this brings more credibility? You said you made a point in your speech of saying that, how proud you were being the first WNBA player being inducted. Now, is this going to break the doors open and give credibility to the WNBA for the Hall?
I would like to think that the WNBA has credibility, but if it doesn't, this should help. Cynthia Cooper going into the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame after only 4 years in the WNBA shows the level of talent that was in the WNBA, is in the WNBA, and will be in the WNBA. So I'm hopeful.
One of the things that's troubling to me is, since, as Swish Appeal and Dish and Swish and Talk focuses on the women's game, you're only the 13th woman player and voted into this because of the way that they have, basically one player per year. I mean, do you think they need to modify and change the procedure with the WNBA now and with all the outstanding players that aren't getting the recognition?
I don't know that they need to necessarily modify, but I definitely think that they could probably look more and more WNBA players, especially players that the WNBA passed over and that played overseas. So I'm hopeful that more female players will get in, and I'm just the person that opened that door for the WNBA players.
Well, it's been a big week for the Commons teams. Tina breaks the record. You get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Just unbelievable teams, the best that there were, getting such recognition this week.
Well, I will tell you that Tina Thompson is a great player. She was a great rookie, and to see her grow throughout her career. I saw her as a rookie, and now I see her breaking a record. She's a tremendous talent, and I'm very proud of her, and I'm very proud of her accomplishment, breaking a record. And then, the Los Angeles Sparks have been our nemesis for so long in the WNBA, and for her to have a Sparks uniform on, breaking that record, Lisa Leslie's record, is also an incredible sight. But congratulations to Tina Thompson. Los Angeles is my home. Where I grew up, Locke High School, shout out to the Saints. USC, shout out to my Trojans. That's where I grew up. That's where I became the person I am today. It's where I learned how to become not only the basketball player I am, but the person. I congratulate Tina Thompson because I saw her as a rookie, wide-eyed rookie, and now a mature go-to player. Breaking the scoring record of the WNBA. It's been an incredible journey,
yes,
because we've had this journey before, and It's been a long journey, but it's been good.
Hi, I am Cynthia Cooper, newly named to the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTRRadio.com.